Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
He said that he had previously tried to purchase a firearm, but resorted to the Molotov cocktails when he could not purchase a gun because he was not a legal citizen.
Yeah, that is the acting U.S. attorney out in Boulder, Colorado, talking about the suspect in this case, which had apparently planned this thing for a while. We're finding out more details about this attack, and we're lucky enough to get Alicia Acuna on the phone with us, of course, a reporter with Fox News. And Alicia, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning.
Good morning, of course. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. What are they saying? What's new this morning? Did they have anything new out about this guy's motivation? Did I hear something about he was waiting for his daughter's graduation to do this?
Yes, that's according to authorities who interviewed him after his arrest. And he was easily arrested, if anyone is seeing the video out there, taken into custody. And the acting U.S. attorney for Colorado says that when investigators interviewed Mohammed Soliman, he said, one, he wanted all of the victims to die and he would do it all over again. He also said that he was waiting until his daughter graduated from high school. He has 5 kids, his wife down in Colorado Springs. He also told authorities that he had left the family a cell phone at his house with messages for them on it. And the wife, according to police, took that phone to the police department, and the family right now is cooperating with authorities.
Wow. You know, it's so frightening. Kim and I were talking about this the day after this broke, and this was in an area where these people do this regularly, correct? Now, given what happened in Washington, D.C. with the embassy workers being attacked, mm-hmm. had they not considered additional security? Has anybody addressed that question?
You know, in terms of additional security, I have not heard anything new on that. But you are correct about this was a weekly thing that they did. This is a group called Run for Their Lives, and it originated in the Bay Area. And this it came about and was created after the attacks of October 7th by Hamas against Israel and the taking of the hostages. And ever since then, these groups around the country, I've seen numbers between 25 and 35 groups around the country meet every Sunday, and they peacefully demonstrate by walking together silently also, and not really engaging with people who try to agitate them, because that's not what they're here for. They're here to just quietly remind the world that the hostages are still being held. And that's what was happening on this Sunday. And the groups can number from 10 to 20, sometimes 40. It just depends on the group. It depends on the day. And I imagine it depends on the weather as well.
Do we have any details on the timeline of all this, when he went to try to go get a gun, was denied the gun because he's not a legal citizen, and then when he, I guess, made his own Molotov cocktails?
Okay, from what we understand, he had been planning this for about a year. And at some point along the way, it sounds like he was planning a mass shooting because he did apply for a gun permit. He was denied. He's in this country illegally as a visa overstay. So then he moved on to a different weapon. He moved on to fire. He started researching on YouTube how to make a Molotov cocktail. And when authorities arrested him and he did the interview, he admitted to throwing two of those Molotov cocktails at the group, but that he also had an additional 16 unlit Molotov cocktails nearby in a container.
That's frightening. And you could see the video of him dancing around with a couple in his hands. I have to ask this, and because I have not heard this reported, did he not throw more of them because somebody subdued him? Because all the video shows him standing there, you know, moving around and talking in the square.
Right. And then when you see him holding those two glass containers as well, from what witnesses have said and what authorities have told us, is that he also had a makeshift flamethrower. There was one witness who told the Denver Post that she saw what looked like a 20-foot flame go from him toward the group. So he had that additionally as well. I'm sorry, and I forgot part of it. What was the other part of your question?
No. I just wondered why it seemed to have taken a while for them to take him down. I didn't know if maybe police arrived and stopped him before he could throw any more of the cocktails.
Yeah, so police were not too far away here in the city of Boulder. Where this happened was a pedestrian mall. Oh. This is an area where people shop. They have coffee, can have ice cream. There was a kid's splash pad just feet away from where this was. It was 85 degrees here, and this is so sad. There were witnesses who say that they were taking water from the splash pad and taking it to pour over victims as they were trying to douse the flames.
Ugh. Just so
and
sad.
And one of the victims was, what, like 88 years old or something like that? I mean, do we know any more? Because the initial number I heard was 8 people injured. Then I thought I heard this morning it was 12. But then isn't it 16 correct. Counts of attempted murder? Is that right?
Right. Yes. And the way that the authorities often do that, so they had 8 victims initially, 4 men and 4 women, age and range from mid-50s to 88. And 2 of those ended up in the burn unit. When it comes to charges, a lot of times the way prosecutors will do this was it'll be 2 charges for each victim.
I see.
And so, and they have, these are attempted murder charges against Solomon right now. So that's how you see that number increase. When you heard the 12 victims, mm-hmm. that's because 4 more people came forward after the initial investigation with minor injuries, but they're still added to the count because they're going to try to up these charges as much as they can. Because, you know, who knows what's going to happen down the line. But when you end up with a conviction, according to authorities, then the sentence could end up in the hundreds of years.
Wow. That's a good point. Alicia Acuna, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good morning.
Absolutely. Alicia's with Fox News.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.